Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another Highlight H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and this is recap number 15 for the 2022 championship season. And today's show is being brought to listeners by EPRN, Claro KC, but of course. And today's sponsors are WatchHighlight.com, BetRivers.com, FantasyHighlight.com, HighlightWorld.com, BlackStarFund, LLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Head on over to ExquisiteCoffee.shop for the most exquisite coffee and tea blends available. That's ExquisiteCoffee.shop. And we have a great recap coming up for you here today. Unfortunately, my co-host, Rockin' Ray Haluska, won't be with us, but possibly he'll be back with us before the National Highlight Championship series takes place. So hopefully we can get him in on a recap right before the National Highlight Championships at the end of the month. And with that, let's go on and head on over to Lindsay Savin, who explains the rules of H2H Highlight. Stay tuned in right here, and we'll be right back.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and fantasy highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Highlight.com. Live the high life and watch Highlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highlight, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free, to watchhighlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlight.com. Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And we're back here with Highlight H2H here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And I have a ton of scores for you today, a ton of scores and information that hopefully you can find useful for your fantasy highlight picks, your weekly fantasy highlight picks. And I'll start off with the scores here. I'll start off with Sunday's scores for Sunday, August 7th, 2022. We have five matches that were played, five doubles matches. In the first match, we have Carballo and Rock versus Flores and Manu. Flores and Manu take the win in straight set 6-4 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Joseph and Guccieri versus CRB and Spinner. Joseph and Guccieri take the win 6-1 and 6-1 in the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Diaz and Douglas versus Jeddin and Nicholas. And Jeddin and Nicholas take the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Inaki and Ben versus Ikeda and Eratz. Ikeda and Eratz take the win in the second and third sets, 6-5 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Robin and Benny versus Hyro and Kubala. Robin and Benny take the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. And moving on to Monday, August 8, 2022, begins the singles action for the week. Singles matches, and seven matches were played on Monday, August 8th. In the first match, we have Inaki versus Benny. Inaki takes the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Guccieri versus Manu. Manu takes the win in split set, 6-5 and 6-2. In the third match, we have Ikeda versus Nicholas. Nicholas takes the win in straight set, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Douglas versus Inaki. Inaki takes the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Manu versus Benny. Manu takes the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-4. In the sixth match, we have Guccieri versus Douglas. Guccieri takes the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-3. In the seventh match, we have Manny versus Ikeda. And in the final match of the day, Manny takes the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-2. And moving on for more singles action on Tuesday, August 9, 2022, we have seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Julin versus Ben. Julin takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Jairo versus Kubala. Jairo takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Bueno versus Aratz. Aratz takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Ben versus Ronron. Ronron takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Julin versus Carballo. Julin takes the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-1. In the sixth match, we have Bueno versus Jairo. Jairo takes the win in straight sets and blanks Bueno in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-0. And in the seventh and final match of the day, we have Carballo versus Kubala. Carballo takes the win in split sets, 6-1 and 6-4. And as of August 9th, player standings for Group 1, Manu, he is in first place with 6 wins and no losses. In second place, we have Inaki. Inaki has 6 wins and 1 loss. In third place, we have Nicholas. Nicholas is 3-3, 3 wins and 3 losses. For Group 2, we have Jairo. Jairo is atop of the leaderboard with 9 wins and 0 losses. Ronron is in second place with 8 wins and 1 loss. And Aratz is in third place for Group 2 with 6 wins and 2 losses. And for double standings, in first place, we have Ikeda and Aratz. And they have 4 wins and no losses. In second place, we have Robin and Benny. They have 3 wins and no losses. And in third place, we have Flores and Manu. And they have 2 wins and 2 losses. And that will do it for the scores and standings for the H2H recap for Sunday, August 7th, Monday, August 8th, and Tuesday, August 9th. And go ahead and set your picks for next week for Fantasy Highlight. That's go to fantasyhighlight.com. And also for this coming Sunday's action, go ahead and watch Highlight. Go to watchhighlight.com. And you can check out all of the merchandise and accessories over at highlightworld.com. And that will do it here. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.